The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila, the path of knowledge, where, as you know, for those who always join us, that we discuss different aspects of knowledge itself, and in particular, al-Deen, knowledge of Deen, which is the highest of all knowledges in terms of status. And as we always mention, that amongst the knowledge and sciences of Deen, the great Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned two subjects that a person, or two sciences a person, it is worth for that person to dedicate themselves towards, and that is ilmul tib, that is the knowledge of medicine, and ilmul fiqh, the knowledge of jurisprudence, the do's and the don'ts, the masail and the rulings of our beautiful deen of Islam. So in the very beginning, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I will urge you, myself included, to make good intentions, that I will listen to this silsila, listen to this episode from the beginning to end, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that I will try to make a note, if possible, write down, take out your pads, take out your pens, your notebooks, and write down, because our topic for today is about this as well, about writing down things, to remember them. So make a note of the important points, make the intention that I will try to practice upon them, I will try to implement them in my life, I will try to teach other Muslims, my parents, my children, my spouse, and my siblings, other Muslims in my society. Whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum rewards and sawab, inshallah, azza wa jal. Indeed, there are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e pak or salawat or salutations upon our beloved master, the cause of creation, the cream of creation, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a summary of hadith with the reference of Al-Qawlul Badi' that our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood or salat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have discussed many aspects of knowledge itself, and today, how to gain maximum benefit from our knowledge. Remember, again, we are talking in particular knowledge of Deen, because this is the most important knowledge. If we don't have this knowledge, then how will we practice our Deen? How will we do Amal upon our Deen correctly? If we don't practice our Deen correctly, if a person is performing Salah, for example, but his Sajda, his Ruku, his Qirat, his recitation of the glorious Quran is incorrect, how can that salah, that ibadat be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? So a condition for the acceptance of any ibadat is that it must be done correctly. And how can we learn this? If we study, if we sit at the feet of the authentic Sunni ulama and we learn from them the knowledge of Islam properly, so that we can practice properly and then we can get the thawab, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Also remember, if you truly want to benefit from your knowledge, people take 4 years, 5 years, 6 years learning for degrees, but they get some benefit in the dunya only. If you truly want benefit in both worlds, then dedicate most of your time in learning and practicing the deen. And remember, when we are learning the deen itself, do so with the correct intentions. Everything boils down to the intentions. As it is mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And innamal a'malu bin niyat, that actions are judged by the intentions. So what intention should we make? We did discuss this in the previous episodes, that we were seeking al-Madin, do so with this intention that I'm doing this to please Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm learning this to please Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm learning this ilm-e deen so I can practice on my deen. I can do ibadat properly and correctly. Do so with these intentions. Do so with the intention that I'm doing this here so that I can earn thawab in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. See, a student should always be busy and active so that the student may gain some sort of perfection in the science that he's studying. And the best way of learning and benefiting for a student is to always have a pen and pad ready. In them days, they didn't have the pens that we have. And they did not have perhaps access to paper. They would have ink pots with them. So a student must always have, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if you notice, especially in the mahol, in the environment of Dawud Islami, that Bapa John himself, the leader and the founder of Dawud Islami, normally carries a madani pad with him and a pen as well. And this is for the wisdom of this purpose, to note down important things and to remember them, because we can forget. In one day, so many things happen in our lives. How can we remember the important things? So, kamaska, minimum, the important things that happen in your day, especially when you are learning ilm-e deen, make a note of it. So a student, one of the best ways he can benefit from his knowledge is that if he has the pen, he has a notebook or a pad, and he makes a note, he writes down whatever he's learning, the important points in particular. It is mentioned, man hafiza farra wa man kataba shay'an farra. It means, the one who memorized something, it will flee from him. It will escape him. And the one who writes something down, it is established. Furthermore, it is mentioned that قَيِّدُ الْعِلْمَ بِالْكَتَابَةِ, that capture knowledge by writing it down. So, capture knowledge by inking it down, by writing it down. And it's only today that people come up with the saying that ink is the best memory. But our deen has taught us this from the very beginning, from a long time ago, that only if we practice upon this, we will gain a lot of success in many fields of life. It is mentioned, knowledge, ilm, is that which is gained after it is imparted by the ulama, the authentic and pure scholars, because knowledge is the essence of their life. Whatever the scholars they hear, they safeguard, and whatever is best, they safeguard this. And the most beautiful and whatever they utter is the best of what they have safeguarded. So they only safeguard, they only keep with them what is beneficial. And this is what they impart to the students. We are talking about pure, authentic scholars of the deen. Because as it is mentioned, that the scholars, the authentic scholars of the deen, the ulama, they are the heirs of the prophets. They are the inheritors of the prophets alayhi wasalam. And the Prophet ﷺ, they do not leave behind dinars and dirhams. They don't leave behind wealth. They leave behind ilm-e deen. They leave behind the knowledge, the sciences of the deen itself. And this is what the ulama, the authentic ulama, they inherit from the grand Prophet ﷺ. And the believer, wherever he finds knowledge, he must take it. He must learn from it. That's his share. So why deprive yourself of your share of ilm-e deen? Shaykhul Islam, Sayyidina Adib Mukhtar radiyallahu anhu has said that Sayyidina Hilal bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated that he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching knowledge and wisdom to the Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan, the companions. And he requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, teach me whatever you taught the Sahaba, whatever you taught the companions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have an ink pot with you? Sayyidina Hilal radiallahu anhu replied, I don't have any ink pot with me. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, O Hilal bin Yasir, do not separate the ink pot from yourself, because the ink pot and the one who has an ink pot, they both are good until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Therefore, always have a pen and paper with you, a madani pad with you, and a madani pen with you. Keep this with you all the time. You never know when you will need it. Especially when you are doing infiradi koshish, when you are trying to do individual efforts on others. bringing them towards the environment of Dawud Islami, bringing them towards nekis, towards goodness, and the invitation towards goodness. Sadr al-Shaheed Hassam al-Din, alayhi rahmatullahi al-mubeen, he said when he was advising his son, Shams al-Din rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we should learn something from knowledge and wisdom every day. One day, this knowledge will gather and become a great treasure. SubhanAllah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, every single day, we must learn at least one point, one thing about this beautiful deen of Islam. Do so in the following manner. Just an advice that our Bapa Jan, Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Barakatuhum al-Aliyah gives to us. Bapa Jan says that every day, try to do at least one dars at home with your family members. Sit together from Fizani Sunnat, from the other Rasail and booklets of Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop of Dawud Islami, the publishing department of Dawud Islami. Try to do so. One dars every day at home. And this should be just 5 to 7 minutes only. You will see, inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah willing, inshallah, you will see a Madani transformation and revolution in your house. Because you'll be talking about what? About the awliyaullah, about the sahaba ikram, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about being obedient to Allah azza wa jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal wants obedience from you and me as a believer, as a Muslim. Allah azza wa jal wants obedience from us. And we can only do this if we obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then automatically we will be obeying the commands and the orders that Allah azza wa jal has given to us. It is stated about Sayyidina Asam bin Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi that he once bought a pen in return for 1,000 dinars so that he could write those things which were beneficial. Imagine 1,000 gold coins he spent to buy a pen so he can write things which are beneficial. SubhanAllah. All those who are students out there, always consider yourself as a student of deen. There are many benefits for this as well. Indeed, life is very short. We can see it. And the ocean of knowledge is extremely vast. A student should never waste his time at all. Never. Don't get into arguments. Don't get into the traps of shaitan, the wasawis, the evil whispers of shaitan. Maybe jealousy can enter the heart. Maybe backbiting will be there. Maybe tail-bearing will be there. This person, he thinks he's the number one student. These things happen in a class where fellow students are. These things happen and it consumes the time. It eats up your time. Rather, remain away from all these negatives and think about the positive only. Do as much as you can do in the little time that you have. You're not going to be in your madrasa forever. You're not going to be in that school forever. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, and then it's done. Then you're out into the real world where you're applying whatever you have learnt. Consider the nights and free time as a blessing and obtain benefit from them even. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Razi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi stated, Al-laylu tawilun fala tuqassirhu bimanamika wan naharu mudhi'un fala tukaddirhu bi'athamika. The night is long, so don't shorten it with your sleep. The day is bright, so don't make it impure with your sins. A student should value the company of the elders, and he should benefit from them as much as he can. This is because that which he leaves can never be gained by him again. If your elders are there, your teachers, your asatidah are there, take maximum benefit from them. You don't know when you finish, even if you qualify, will they still be around? Can you still receive the same benefit if you leave your madrasa, if you leave your school, you leave your jami'a, once you qualified, and you go to another city or another country? You can't get the same benefit. So when you are there, you are present, and your teachers are there, take maximum benefit from them. The more teachers you have, the better. It is mentioned that the ulama have stated, the great Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Ahnaf, millions of Hanafis, he had about 4,000 teachers. Can you imagine how much he had learnt from those glorious teachers? Therefore, respect, we had done in our previous episodes, a chapter about respect. Respect for your teacher, for yourself, for your fellow students, for even the place that you are studying, your books, all these things, it is necessary. So respect your teachers, respect yourself, gain maximum time from your teachers, from your elders. Believe me, the experience that they have, we don't have. And we can learn from the experiences. As is stated in English as well, that experience is the best teacher. So learn from other people's experiences, whether it's good or bad. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has stated, when you begin a task, then become engrossed in it to such an extent that you are always busy attempting to complete it. Turning away from the knowledge of the deen is enough for disgrace in this world and in the next. Therefore, one should seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from this throughout the night and day. That person is truly disgraceful. If an opportunity comes to study the deen, to learn the deen, but he refutes it, he rejects it, and he goes into some other science, with his only perhaps worldly benefit, he is in real disgrace in both worlds. And as some ulama have mentioned, when you begin any task, then if possible, try to start on a Wednesday. Because if you start something, any task, on a Wednesday, then inshallah azza wa jal, it will be completed. Subhanallah. The great ulama have said this, yeah. So you can benefit inshallah azza wa jal if we follow the teachings of our great scholars and elders inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if we want to truly benefit, as mentioned before, then we should follow those points, those advices that our great scholars have given us. You know, Shaykh al-Islam Burhanuddin rahmatullah ta'ala ali, the author of Al-Hidayah, very famous fiqh book, he mentioned that I found the time of many elders, but sadly, I could not obtain benefit from them. Upon the loss of gaining benefit, I wrote, لَهْفًا عَلَىٰ فَوْتِ التَّلَاقِي لَهْفًا مَا كُلُّ مَا فَاتَ وَيَفْنَى وَيُلْفَى. Sorrow upon the loss of companionship of the elders. Whatever perishes can never be regained. These moments that you are in jami'ah, these moments that you are in madrasa, in school, you will never get it back. Just like how the breath that you have just taken now is gone. It will never come back. Just like how those few seconds that have gone by, that time is gone. It is the past. It will never return. Likewise, those moments that you spend with the elders, with the scholars, with the pious ones, those are very, very valuable moments. Our Amir al-Sunnat is asked every now and then, that, oh Baba John, how can I develop my taqwa, my piety? How can I, you know, leave this world that I must not be attached, I must not love this dunya? And he always mentions, one of the things is, be amongst the khaifeen. Be part of those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, those who have taqwa, those who have consciousness and the qurb and the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. In this way, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can also start developing that. This indeed is another topic about suhba, about company, about the environment you keep, about the friends you keep. You are judged by the friends that you keep. But the point here is that if you get that opportunity of being in the company of great ulama, authentic ulama, respected teachers and elders and pious ones, then don't waste even a moment, because when that person is gone, maybe when that person passes away, when that person moves to another area, another country, then you will think, I had so many good days, I could have had more, I could have benefited more from this person, this pious person, this elder, if only I made my mind, if only I didn't waste the time. Many students do this. And there's only nadamat, there's only regret at the end of the day, end of the tunnel, for these kind of people. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from wasting our time. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear students out there, It is necessary also for a student to be patient, to have sabr, to patiently persevere, although calamities, although difficulties and obstacles will come in the way, and even disgraces will come by. A student has to face this if he truly want to be successful. On this path of knowledge, these things will come, whether it's disgrace, whether it's embarrassment, humiliation, and other kind of obstacles, they will come. But if you patiently persevere, you hold on to sabr, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will pass all these obstacles and hurdles and you will reach your goals and destination, inshallah azza wa jal. Flattery is something which is condemned. It is a bad thing. But if a student has to do some kind of this, that is to praise his teachers to get more benefit, to seek more knowledge, then it is okay to do so. It is mentioned, العلم عز لا ذل فيه ولا يدرك إلا بذل لا عز فيه. Knowledge is such a respect that there is no disgrace in it, and every respect is only gained after disgrace. Therefore, in the class, sometimes teacher is teaching something, and we have a question, a valid question. But out of shyness, we feel if I'm going to ask, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to raise my hand and ask this question, the other students, they will think that, look at this guy, look at this person. He is so foolish, he is so backwards, like this and that. And negative thoughts can come in their minds and in our minds also. There's a beautiful saying that if you ask the question, if you ask, then you will be the fool for 5 minutes. But if you don't ask, then you remain the fool forever. Because you never asked, and you'll never know. The question, the su'al, the question is the key to the answer. You want the answer, you ask the question. Then you unlock the door, and the question, the answer is revealed to you. Therefore, there is some kind of disgrace. There is some kind of humiliation or embarrassment that students will feel. This is part of learning as well. And this makes us stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You learn from these experiences. It is also mentioned, a poet has said, أَرَى لَكَ نَفْسًا تَشْتَهِي أَن تُعِزَّهَا فَلَسْتَ تَنَالُ الْعِزَّ حَتَّى تُذِلَّهَا. I see that you have an inner self, nafs, which you wish to grant respect, but you will not gain respect until you disgrace it. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, if we want to truly benefit, we must keep all these things in mind. Whatever we have discussed here, and there's much more, the ulama, the sufiya, the pious ones, those who truly have knowledge, they share with us these Madani pearls, they throw before us. If we want to collect them, we can collect them and we can benefit. Or if we don't know their value and we just leave them there, then we can never benefit. It's all about practicing upon this. And I would share with you this Arabic proverb which you probably heard before. It's something that we must keep telling each other, reminding ourselves, so we can activate our lives, we can activate ourselves and we can practice. The Arabic proverb says that Al-ilmu bila amalin kashadari bila samarin. That knowledge without action is like a tree without fruits. Don't you want to benefit from the tree? Don't you want to taste those lovely fruits, those sweet and juicy fruits? That is real benefit. But if you want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, you must practice. And practice with the right intentions. To make my Allah Azza wa Jal happy, to make Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy, so that I can earn thawab in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, not with bad intentions. Because in fact, one of the signs of Qiyamah is that a person will study ilm-e-deen, will study Islam, the religion of Islam, not for the deen, for his own ulterior motives. Therefore, another aspect is if you want to really benefit from our knowledge, be part in your class, be part of those students who are serious about knowledge, those students who are serious about learning, about practicing as well. Make that person, it is mentioned that person who really fears Allah Azza wa Jal, that person who is punctual in their salah, and the fara'id, the wajibat of Islam, of this deen. That person who fears Allah Azza wa Jal, make friendship with that person. So that inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can become like that day. Remember, if you are with people who are bad, who have bad characters, people who have bad intentions, bad actions as well, then you yourself, this will come onto you. You will start behaving like this. Sometimes you wouldn't even know it. But because that environment is bad, and you start behaving sometimes with bad language, sometimes with bad actions, or bad thoughts are coming in because of your influence. Therefore, remain away from bad company, from bad language, bad actions, bad thoughts even. You will be freed from all the deceptions of your enemy. When your enemy deceives you, do not deceive him. Shaykh Abdul Fath Busti rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, he has stated very beautifully, ذُلْ أَقْلِ لَا يَسْلَمُ مِنْ جَاهِلٍ يَسُومُهُ ظُلْمًا وَإِعْنَاتًا. A wise man is not free from the harm of an ignorant person. And an ignorant man targets him oppressively with transgression. Furthermore, he says, فَلْيَخْتَرِ السَّلْمَ عَلَىٰ حَرْبِهِ وَلْيَلْزَمِ الْإِنْصَاطَ إِنْصَاطًا. A good person should choose peace upon the fight of his enemy, and he should maintain silence. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. You know, we have this concept of Qufli Madina in Dawah Islami. Part of our terminology is the lahat, that Qufli Madina means to, it depends, Qufli Madina of your eyes, lock your eyes, the spiritual lock of Medina, place it on your eyes so you don't look at haram, on your ears so you don't listen to haram, on your tongue so you don't speak those things which are bad, perhaps hurting other Muslims' feelings. And remember, to hurt the feelings of a Muslim is a great sin. But to enter happiness into the heart of a Muslim is a great reward. It is mentioned in summary of hadith, summary of a narration, that if you make another Muslim happy, Allah Azza wa Jal creates an angel from your happiness, SubhanAllah, that will assist you in your qabr when you die. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I hope that you have benefit from whatever was said today. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we make our minds to try to practice upon these things, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be successful. So please do join us in our next episode on this silsila, the path of knowledge. Ameen, bijahin nabiyin, ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path